Hi, this is Huggy Boy. This is going out to all the homies on a Sunday afternoon.
This is how we do it.
You wanted to never rush your money.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Hops and Notes for episode 14. I'm flying solo this episode, but that's okay. It's spooky season, and I'm hyped for this one. Before we get into the music, I'm going to crack open a cold boy. Today, I am drinking another one from Ghost Town called Wretched. It's a hazy IPA. Let's see. It's got Enigma, Vic Secret, Citra, and Citra Cryo. Sorry, 6.8% by it's 6.8% alcohol. The counter art's got this pretty cool looking demon gargoyle thing, which I appreciate. Cheers, everyone. Also, just a reminder. Ghost Town Brewing is in Oakland, California. Shout out to them. Man, this is lighter than I thought it was going to taste. Not bad, man. Not bad at all. I'm going to give it a solid 3 out of 5 bottle caps. That's good. I don't know. I think it's missing something for me, but it's all good. I don't hate it. I'd drink it again. And I'm going to continue drinking it while I'm here. But now that I'm enjoying this, let's get to the music. Today I'm discussing Slayer's first album, Show No Mercy. If you don't know, Slayer was, RIP, they're no longer around. Slayer was an American thrash metal band from Huntington Park, California, formed in 1981 by guitarists Kerry King and Jeff Hanneman, drummer Dave Lombardo, and bassist vocalist Tom Araya. Slayer's fast, aggressive musical style made them one of the big four bands of thrash metal, alongside Metallica, Megadeth, and Anthrax. So far we've covered 3 out of the 4. Anthrax, you're coming up soon. Anthrax has a special place in my heart, but so does Slayer. In the original lineup, King, Hanneman, and Araya contributed to the band's lyrics, and all of the band's music was written by King and Hanneman. The band's lyrics and album art, which cover topics such as serial killers, torture, genocide, organized crime, secret societies, occultism, terrorism, religion or anti-religion, fascism, racism, and war have generated album bans, delays, lawsuits, and criticism from religious groups. This album, I don't think it's... I mean, it's got all those factors. I don't think anything in this album was banned when it came out, only because the band wasn't popular enough to be banned right away, you know? But when we do cover the other albums that did get some legal problems and picketing, we will definitely talk about it. Without any recording budget, the band had to self-finance this debut album, combining the savings of Araya, who was employed as a respiratory therapist, and money borrowed from King's father. The band entered the studio in November 1983. The album was rushed into release, stocking shelves 3 weeks after tracks were completed. Show No Mercy was released in December 1983 by Metal Blade Records, generated underground popularity for the band. The group began a club tour of California to promote the album. The tour gave the band additional popularity, and sales of Show No Mercy eventually reached more than 20,000 in the US and another 20,000 worldwide, which... you know, not bad. Not bad at all. So some professional ratings of this album. It was kind of hard to find, like, I guess normal reviews, like on Metacritic or other places, because this album is an older album and it's not their most popular. It's just their first. But according to AllMusic, they gave it a 2 out of 5. The Collector's Guide to Heavy Metal gives it a 7 out of 10. Kerrang! Has it as unfavorable. Oof. Metal Forces has it at 9 out of 10. Rock Hard has it at 9 out of 10. The Rolling Stone Album Guide has it at 3 out of 5. And Sputnik Music has it at 4 out of 5. Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty spread out. I think this is, and we'll eventually get there. This is one of those albums that, like, I think you do either really like and it had an influence on you, or you listen to, you like, your first Slayer album was like Rain and Blood or Christ Illusion or like something different, and it wasn't this. And then when you went back to it, you're like, this isn't Slayer. And so you feel weird about it, but it's all good. The lineup is obviously the founding members. It's the first album. The track list, let's just get right into it. The track list first is Evil Has No Boundaries. Then The Antichrist, Die by the Sword, Fight Till Death, Metal Storm / Face the Slayer, Black Magic, Tormentor, The Final Command, Cryonics, and Show No Mercy. 10 songs. The total length of the album is 35 minutes and 2 seconds, which is nothing. Here we go. Track number 1, Evil Has No Boundaries. It starts the way you think a band Slayer would start their album. Fast as fuck. The group, like, evil, like, is so cool to me. It's very, very much like 80s thrash at the time, especially for the scene that was going on in that underground scene. There was a lot of like Exodus does that stuff, and I dig it. The lyrics I wrote down, Satan our master and evil mayhem. It's like, it's not a lot of lyrics in this song, but my god, the solos. This actually reminds me, this song specifically reminds me of a band I used to play with out in Hemet in the high desert. It was, they were very much like thrash influenced, and that's why we got together and we played some songs together for a little bit. A lot of fun. It was, I wish I could have played more with them and like actually got some recording done, because I feel like it would have sounded a lot like this. But yeah, I don't know. Too far. Didn't have enough money for gas to be driving back and forth like that. But I think this is, again, you want an intro to Slayer the way everybody at the time got intro to Slayer? Evil Has No Boundaries. I think it was a very cool way to open. It's very them at the time. And then, now we move on to The Antichrist. So, The Antichrist. That opening riff, so good though. I think that's one of the very like first you hear it and you're like of all time, you're like, oh yeah, that's a Slayer riff. I think it is. Like, sorry, I haven't played this song in a minute. Something like that. Ugh. Sorry. But yeah, that is something about this song. I think just because, you know, when I first got into Slayer, I was very like, ooh, I gotta be dark and evil and edgelord and whatever. But this song fucks. I love it a lot. It's a lot of fun. It's fun to play. This is one of the times where like your wrist is gonna hurt after learning how to play this song, but like it gets to be so much fun once you can play along with it. The line, your God left me behind and set my soul to be free. Oh man, they've interviewed Kerry King about his songwriting abilities and like where he gets his inspirations from, and he's a big horror fan. And let me correct myself there. Hanneman wrote these lyrics. Also, for Evil Has No Boundaries, just to go back, the lyrics were written by Jeff Hanneman and Kerry King. The music was written by Kerry. Track 2, lyrics by Hanneman, but the music was Kerry and Hanneman. So, interesting. So, damn, good for Jeff, man. What a fucking line. And then the scream, like the screams from A Life I Live. Like, he hits that high note, and I love it. That, like, classic that classic underground scream that, like, they realized after touring for so long, hey, this is very bad for my voice and I shouldn't do this live. it brings me joy. That torture is what I love. Like, it's so aggressive. And I think that was, like, kind of the thing at the time, was everybody was trying to out-aggressive the other band. I don't think Slayer had beef with, like, Metallica or Anthrax. I know Kerry King and Dave Mustaine from Megadeth butted heads for a bit around this time. I don't think they were musically competing. I think they were just, they had, like, bad blood for a little bit. And actually, yeah, I can talk about that for a minute. So Kerry played with Megadeth for their first few shows before this album came out. And Jeff Hanneman kind of made a joke where he's like, well, fuck, we need another singer, because why wouldn't somebody want to play in Megadeth because of how big they were and how big they were getting, at least? Like, they were very popular, obviously, and, like, people in the scene knew Dave Mustaine's name. But, nah, Kerry stayed loyal to Slayer. He came back. He decided, no, you know, I don't want to play in Megadeth. Megadeth isn't my band. And, you know, I think Dave kind of took that... Dave took that personally, you know? And, like, it is what it is. But, thankfully, I believe they're good now. They're at least on... like, they can be around each other's terms. You know, they played the Big Four together, obviously, in 2011. They've played other shows together. So, good to know that there's no Slayer Megadeth beef that people care about anyway. But from the Antichrist, we go to Die by the Sword. First, like, lyrics immediately. Mindless tyranny, forgotten victims, children slaughtered in vain, raping the maids in which they serve only the words of the Lord. Like, oh my God. It's just the way they wrote these lyrics, and who wrote these ones. This is Hanneman again, and Hanneman wrote the music for Die by the Sword. Man, just insane. It still kind of blows me away that they did that when they were, you know, when they were, I mean, they were kids. But they were able to keep writing that way and keep, I don't know, without completely changing themselves. So that, like, that part in the song where it's just, like, it gets to the bridge and it's real chuggy, like... like, that... I mean, I'm not going to play the whole thing, but, like, that bridge is just, like... ooh, it's filthy. And it's just things like that where, like, they... I love when bands have that, like, crazy, you know, fast, and they're, like... like, getting all wild, and then just, like... like, they hit you with that filthy, slow riff. Ah, it brings me joy. And then the, Satana sits upon the blood on which he feeds. Like, man, I'm high-key glad Alex and Ruben aren't here for this one, because I am pulling lines from this album for Turning Tables later. Definitely a real fun song. But up next is Fight Till Death. That one was written, again, lyrics and music written by Jeff Hanneman. I said the beginning felt like a Megadeth intro almost. Okay, I don't know if it's maybe kind of Megadeth-y. It's not. It's definitely slower. Maybe like a Kill 'Em All, like Dave Mustaine vibe, like a Jump in the Fire. Like, something like that. But yeah, I really like that. The lyric, soldiers of hell, veterans of death arises. I mean, again, just more, like, horror imagery. And, like, I really dig the way the lyrics kind of paint a word picture. And, of course, you know, if metal's not really your thing, it's kind of hard to understand the lyrics. So always pull up the lyrics when listening to this stuff. Because, like, man, some of these things, I'm like... this is poetry. I do feel like specifically for this song, the lyrics feel like they weren't written to fit the riff. And that's kind of hard to explain. I feel like he was kind of rushing to fit his lyrics into the riff, where, like, it should have been maybe a longer, a longer like more measures for that riff, so the lyrics kind of fit in. It kind of felt like jumbled, almost like a punk rock song, like an early punk song, especially in the underground scene. But that probably helped them in the underground scene, because that's like what people were listening to, and that's what they're used to. The lyrics to Rain in Hell right before the solo was really cool. And of course, I maybe that was like a thing that, you know, Hanneman wrote, and the band was like, yo, Rain in Hell, like, that's really cool. And then of course a few years later they released Rain in Blood, and it just, the hits keep coming. Scepters of Hate Are Dropped Upon the Earth, again, just insane. This is like the Book of Revelations kind of visuals. It's just wow, you know. And then the Fight Till Death chants at the end definitely feels like that's like for the crowd, you know, like it just gets people hyped. Like they just get into it. It opens up the pit for the last few seconds of the song. Just a lot of fun. Maybe this song specifically fits the underground vibe, and that maybe that's why I appreciate it. From Fight Till Death, we move on to Metal Storm / Face the Slayer. First of all, the beginning sounds like the Creeping Death intro, which is hilarious because I'm pretty sure. Let me look it up right now. Let's see. Ride the Lightning was released in 1984. Show No Mercy was released in 1983. Okay. Ooh, maybe Metallica got a little bit of inspiration from them. Because, you know, Metal Storm, Face the Slayer, the beginning sounds like Creeping Death, which Creeping Death is. And Metal Storm is. It's just slightly different. Let me see if I can find those. Let's see. Metal Storm. So, again, Creeping Death. Metal Storm. So, you know, there's a similarity there. That's kind of fun. Riff City. This song is full of riffs. If you want to have a lot of fun learning, like, just small parts of a song, and like, I mean, like I said, even that intro, that's just cool, and you could like teach yourself a little, maybe, you know, you write your own intro or you base a verse riff off of that. But like, I think that is a lot of fun. The rest of the song full of riffs, and the song is just about a satanic killer / demon. And why you can't fuck with him. So, you know, metal. But, I mean, what more can I say about it? It's just, it's a lot of fun, man. And then we get to Black Magic. This intro riff, to me, is one of the coolest riffs. Because they have, oh, sorry, really quick. Let's see, who wrote Metal Storm? That was written by Kerry King lyrically, and music was him and Jeff Hanneman. Black Magic, written by Kerry King, music by him and Jeff Hanneman again. But the way Black Magic starts, where it's just a guitar doing, and then the second guitar comes in, just it's so good. Like that riff specifically speaks to me, man. Like, it sounds creepy, it sounds evil, it's a lot of fun. And then we hit the verse riff, where again the guitars are just doing, but you get the second one. It's just so... The way I think that song's written... This is my favorite song on the album, by the way. It's a lot of fun. And the way the lyrics are delivered... Like, let me look up some of these lyrics. Let me pull this up, Jamie. So like I said, they're delivered so aggressively. Where, like, Tom's like, "Cursed! Black Magic Knight!" And of course, as he's doing it, it's, "Cursed! Black Magic Knight!" I think it's so, like, the way it's syncopated and the way it's such a sharp delivery that it definitely accents, it makes this song stand out more to me. I think this song was obviously the highlight. Like I said, it's my favorite. Just so good. I tell people, if I have to pick one song off this album, you're listening to Black Magic. It's a lot of fun. But yeah. From Black Magic, we are moving on to Tormentor. Tormentor was written by Jeff Hanneman, lyrically and musically. The intro feels like something's approaching, you know? It's building to something. And then we get hit with the fast riffs. And then, like, the lyric, like, "Are you afraid of the night?" Like, yes, I am now. And I feel like Tom is actually singing on the hook. It's not like he's, you know, screaming or like aggressively talking at you. Like this, it feels like he's singing a little more, which I mean, I think is kind of cool. He doesn't do it often. And then the final yells of Tormentor, I think, are kind of fun. I wish like I could interview Jeff and talk to him about like where he came up with the ideas for some of these songs, because or some of these lyrics alone, because fuck, these are really cool. I think this album kind of like, it's kind of a like being a horror movie fan, you maybe appreciate it a little more, you know. And of course, if you know the lyrics, like, you appreciate it a little more. And I think him and Kerry King both being like pretty big horror movie fans, the way they write about stuff, things they've seen in horror movies, they like put in the lyrics. And of course, I mean, you watch horror movies, you've seen some pretty fucked up shit, so like they can write about stuff like that and it's not like weird for them to think about it, because that's what it sounds like, or that's what they saw and that's what it looked like or whatever, you know, that's how they describe it. So I dig it. But from Tormentor we move on to The Final Command. My god, the intro riff. It feels like a fight riff. Yeah, it feels like a fucking fight is about to break out. I bet the pit blew up. Or I think it kind of sounds like the riff, the verse riff from Phantom of the Opera. Iron Maiden, Phantom of the Opera. But yeah, that's what that sounds like to me. I mean, obviously they're playing something completely different, but it sounds... Oh, that's really cool. It's a war song. It's kind of fun. Yeah, I think those are my highlights from The Final Command. Not my favorite, but again, a lot of fun with the riffs. From The Final Command, we're going to move to Cryonics. The lyric, "The human race is to be crystallized," is, I think it's one of those things where you would see in a, back to horror movies, a like futuristic horror movie, or like something definitely from the 80s, where like aliens come, or like we come into contact with like some kind of scientific discovery that we don't know how to control, and it ends up crystallizing us, and at first we thought it was a good way to preserve ourselves, and then we realized, like, no, we're just dying, but it's too late. But overall, I'm kind of meh on this song. The harmonizing guitars on the solo were pretty cool, but that was about it. I only have two highlights from it. I mean, listen to him. You might dig it more than I do. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't for me, but it's fine. And now that brings us to the last song, the title song, Show No Mercy. That drum intro, though. Dave was a beast behind the set, and I believe he still plays for Suicidal Tendencies now. Man's an animal. I love seeing him play. Like, he's a great drummer. This intro is insane. I think my only quote-unquote beef with this song is that this is like a very fast lyric delivery, so it's kind of hard to understand what he's singing. And like I said, for those not into metal, it's already kind of hard for you to understand. So, like, I think it just takes away overall, like, for somebody who wants to get into, like, this kind of music, maybe they don't dig it, you know? And it is what it is. It's, you know, nothing personal. You don't have to love every single song on the album. It's fine. But that brings us to the end. Let's see. What would I rate this? Man, I didn't even come up with a fun ranking system. Let's see. Out of 5 scepters of hate that are going to be dropped upon the earth, I think I would give this album a 3.25. It's good. I do like most of this album. Like I said, the songs that stand out to me, The Antichrist and Black Magic, those are my two favorites. But, you know, again, it's their first album. It's very rare that the first album somebody releases is a fucking 5 out of 5. And, of course, it only gets better from here, at least for them. I know that for sure. Like, it only gets better for them. Definitely worth checking out if you want to listen to some classic metal albums, some classic debut metal albums, if you will. But, yeah, 3.25 out of 5. Very fun album. Very short, like I said, 2 seconds over 35 minutes. You can get through it real quick. But, yeah, go check it out. Go listen to Slayer. They're not around anymore, but go listen to them anyway. You might dig it. Thank you all so much for listening. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Hops and Notes Pod. You can follow me on Instagram, Untapped, and Blue Sky at Wrathchild714. You can follow the podcast network, Horrible Peoples, at the Horrible Peoples Network on Instagram. That's HORRORBLE, Peoples Network. Until next time, as demons come forth, death takes my hand and captures my soul. Peace! 4 more shows like the one you just listened to, go to Horrible Peoples Network on Instagram. That's HORROREBLE Peoples Network on Instagram.